The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. Here comes summer. Here comes the Memorial Day weekend that kind of kicks off summer. Join Amy Sherman and John Gonzalez on Sunday at noon for Behind the Mitten here on WPHM. Amy's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Michigan.
Are you ready for summer?
Oh, I am. And hasn't this weather just been spectacular? It's putting us all in the mood, I think, and everybody's ready to go. And I know that all of our destinations across the state are prepped, ready, they're staffed, and waiting for you to come visit.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what this weekend is all about, in part at least, is getting summer off to a good start. And that's kind of what you're doing Sunday on Behind the Mitten, aren't you?
We are. We've got kind of a little hodgepodge show from all across the state. We're going to kick it off with our friend Kaylee from the West Michigan Tourism Association, and she shares some information about Ludington's upcoming big anniversary party. They're 150 years old, and they have a big celebration happening the weekend of June 9th called Love Ludington. It's a weekend-long celebration that has, like, awesome events you can do right there on one of Michigan's most beautiful beaches. So that's a really interesting story. And then in honor of Memorial Day weekend, we talked to Kat Pay, the executive director of the Cherry Festival in Traverse City, and about the upcoming Air Force Thunderbirds show that's going to be happening July 1st and 2nd at the Cherry Festival.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, that's
Great event. I don't know if you've been to, an air show, you know how amazing they are.
Yeah.
But the thing about the Cherry Festival that I think is so great is prior to the air show, you can go out to the airport and actually be out on the flight deck meeting the crew and the staff who take care of these incredible planes. You get to check them up, you know, out up close, and you get to talk to the pilots about how they do these maneuvers. And it's absolutely fascinating, and it's something that's so special to the Cherry Festival that really make plans to do that part of the Air Force Thunderbird show. It's well worth it.
Absolutely. Sounds great. What else is in your hodgepodge show this Sunday?
Hodgepodge show. We also talked to Barry Owens, who's the general manager at Treetops Resort, about great places to go golfing, whether it's with your dad or your son for Father's Day, or maybe you're taking out your wife or a new golfer, and he gives us some great recommendations across northern lower peninsula for golfing. And then we have a really interesting interview with a woman named Ann Miller. And
wait, that's my wife's name.
Paul, is it your wife?
Different Ann Miller, but anyway.
Equally interesting. This woman is amazing. She's the curator at the Upper Peninsula Military Museum, which is in Escanaba. It's a new museum that just opened up in 2021. And they were gifted this very large collection of military memorabilia. But then what Anne has done is she has used the memorabilia to tell the story of the Upper Peninsula's contribution to the United States war effort throughout the years.
Oh, wow.
So she's telling a story that started all the way back during the Civil War, when the Upper Peninsula was supplying all of the iron ore for the war. She researched one of the first Medal of Honor winners that came from the Upper Peninsula and tells his story. She also tells a story about whole groups of people like Native Americans who have served in the military. And the museum just sounds absolutely fascinating and very specific to the Upper Peninsula, but what they have contributed to the nation as a whole.
Well, it sounds good. Sounds like you got a great look at some things that we could all be doing this summer on Behind the Mitten this coming Sunday. Is there one particular thing or place or any, I know you hate this question because it's a hard one to answer, but when you think summer in Michigan, like, what's the perfect destination or the perfect day spent in Michigan in the summertime?
Well, Paul, people who know me know I love Lake Michigan, and I love going to the beach. So the perfect day for me would be a day at the beach at Lake Michigan, and then maybe ending it off with a really great, I don't know, fried chicken dinner and a craft beer.
Sounds like a good day to me. Amy, have a great weekend. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Talk to you later.
Have a good one.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port here, and Amy Sherman. She and John Gonzalez host Behind the Mitten every Sunday at noon here on WPHM. And, of course, you can find it where you find podcasts as well. Always great ideas for things to do any season of the year around Michigan.